This is called Jajigram, one of the most important places in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees' Leela, in the second generation of followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jajigram is the place where Srinivas Acharya made his preaching headquarters. From here, many hundreds and thousands of people were given Krishna consciousness. Srinivas Acharya was the leading preacher. He was the leader of that great preaching party composing of Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Ramchandra Kaviraj, Rasikananda Prabhu. They all accepted Srinivas Acharya. I was hoping to speak at least a few hours here on Srinivas Acharya, but I will speak a few minutes. Srinivas Acharya's birth is something very wonderful. There was an associate of Lord Chaitanya whose name was Gangadhar Bhattacharya, and he lived in a village close to here. His wife's name was Lakshmi Priya. And Lakshmi Priya was brought up in Jajigram. Her father's name was Balaram, and he lived right here where we are sitting. So Gangadhar and Lakshmi Priya were so engrossed in Krishna Bhakti, and they had so much deep faith in Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord, that they never considered their whole life having children. One day, Gangadhar was coming to visit his father-in-law, Balaramji, here in Jajigram. And on his way, he passed through Katva. The ancient name of Katva is Kanaka Nagar. While he was there, he saw large, large crowds of people. He asked, "What is happening?" Actually, his ultimate aim was to go to Navadvip to see Lord Chaitanya. And people were in terrible, terrible commotion and distress. And they said that Nimai Pandit of Navadvip has come here to take sannyas from Kesha Bharati Maharaj. When Gangadhar heard this, it was like a thunderbolt that was striking into his heart. And he went to the bank of the Ganges. And he came just as that barber was shaving Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful, beautiful blackish hair. And as he saw the hair falling, Gangadhar Bhattacharya fell unconscious in the agony of thinking of the Supreme Lord, his worshipable master, accepting the simple life of a sannyasi. And his beautiful, beautiful long locks of hair, which were more charming than all of Cupid and his entourage. And then he saw the ceremony where Kesha Bharati Maharaj whispered in Lord Chaitanya's ear the mantra, and then he named him Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Gangadhar Bhattacharya, when he heard this, Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas and his name was Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he just went mad. He went to the bank of the Ganges and he was just chanting, "Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya." And then he went back to his village and he couldn't even talk to anyone. He was only reciting Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. He was mad and he was weeping and crying and constantly reciting the name of Chaitanya. Upon hearing this, the people of his village gave him a new name, Chaitanya Das. Shortly after this, for a mysterious reason that they could not understand, both Lakshmi Priya and Chaitanya Das had a very strong desire to have a child. They discussed with each other, and his wife said, "I think we should go to Jagannath Puri, because Lord Chaitanya is residing there now, and we should consult with him what this all means." So they went to Puri, and they saw in Puri Lord Chaitanya at the Singhadwaram gate. The beauty of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful golden form just filled their hearts with ecstatic bliss. And Lord Chaitanya looked at them with his all-merciful glance and told them, "You go into Jagannath's temple, you pray to Lord Jagannath, and he will fulfill all of your desires. So they went in to see Jagannath, and they were praying very, very sincerely. And the devotees were thinking, I wonder what desire it is that Lord Chaitanya is benedicting them that will be fulfilled. Then Lord Chaitanya said to Govinda that very soon a child will be born of them. His name will be Srinivas. He will be an expansion of my own mercy in this world. He will deliver millions of people. And he will be the one that will take the books of the Goswamis of Vrindavan and to distribute them. So before he was even conceived, he was famous. All the devotees everywhere were talking about this Srinivas. In Navadvip, in Jagannath Puri, in Vrindavan, everyone knew Srinivas is coming. And soon after that they conceived, and Srinivas was born. However, Srinivas Acharya later became a very, very empowered great devotee after he took birth. And then his father was constantly telling him the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, and all the devotees. And Srinivas was so eager to hear. He was always asking his father, please tell me something more about Lord Chaitanya. Please tell me more about Lord Nityananda. And his life and soul were dedicated in pure devotion from his very childhood simply by hearing the glories of Sri Chaitanya and his father. His father told him so many wonderful, wonderful stories. And then when Srinivas became a little older, his father told him that I am going to renounce the world and go to Vrindavan and just chant the holy names with the Goswamis. He said, I know Rupa and Sanatana. He said, when I was studying under the professors of Navadvipa, one time they were all invited to Ramakeli, to the court of Rupa and Sanatana, to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. And when I went there, I saw the palaces of Rupa and Sanatana. They were more beautiful than the king's palace. And they were sitting on a high seat. And they had so much opulence, and so much fame, and so much scholarship. But yet every guest that came, they greeted with such humility and such simplicity. Never have I seen any opulence like this. Men who are so wealthy and so powerful can be so completely humble and always in the mood to serve even the most insignificant person. But later on, Lord Chaitanya went to Ramkeli and he instructed them to leave their posts and go to Vrindavan. How is this possible? They left their palaces, their families, their wealth, their positions, everything, and now they're living under trees on the banks of a river Jamuna in Vrindavan, begging for food. This is opulence. Soon after this, Gangadhar Bhattacharya left this world. And Srinivas Acharya, being only son, was taking care of his very, very devoted mother. And they decided to move here to Jajigram, to Balaram Acharya's home, her father. And Srinivas Acharya began his preaching work here. And then so many wonderful things happened. But one nice thing that I'd like to share with you is this very tree that we're sitting on, or underneath right now, this banyan tree. Srinivas Acharya used to give Srimad Bhagavatam classes under this tree. And all the great souls used to come to Jajigram to visit with Srinivas Acharya. One time he was sitting under the tree with Narottam Das Thakur, and he was giving a class in the Bhagavatam. And a wedding procession started coming by. And the person who was getting married was very nicely decorated, and everyone was glorifying him and his new wife. And everyone was very happy, as people try to be during marriage ceremony. And the procession just came close by, and Srinivas was speaking in his class, and he said something about the marriage. He said, look at this man. He said, he is spending so much of his hard-earned money just to give it to Maya. He's working so hard just to give his money to Maya, to illusion. He said it in such a way that this person could hear him. And that was the end of his happiness for me. He's hanging himself, and he thinks this will bring him happiness. This was the message of Srinivasacharya. So this person, his name was Ramchandra. He went to his home with his wife, and he was discussing this Srimad Bhagavatam class with his wife. They just happened to hear on their way to their marriage destination. And he understood it was true. So the next day he came to this place, to where this tree is, where Srinivasacharya would give the most incredible classes from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srinivas preached to him very nicely. He surrendered to Srinivas at this very place. And then later he told his wife all about, and she came and she also surrendered to Srinivasacharya. And he later on became one of the most powerful acharyas in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, named Ramchandra Kaviraj, who you may or may not know it, but we sing about him in many of our songs, Vaishnava songs. His brother was a devotee of Durga Devi, very, very dedicated Durga Bhakta. And he had a terrible disease. So he was wondering that my brother, Ramchandra, he's so blissful. He's just chanting and dancing and with so many great, pure souls, and his heart is so full of love and compassion. And I'm not making any spiritual advancement at all. I'm still attached to material things, and my body's always wrecked. And Ramchandra always used to preach to him that we should chant the names of Krishna. So Govinda came here to where Srinivas was sitting, and he also surrendered to Srinivasacharya. And he became another one of the very great acharyas. His name was Govinda Kaviraj. One time, Janava Devi, the consort of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, came to this place to put a big, big feast on, and she was cooking such a feast that this kund that is just behind the temple, she filled it completely with dal. Because there were so many multitudes of people she was feeding with her own personal prasad she was cooking. So to this day, this kund is famous as the place that it was dug out so that Janava Devi could have a big kund full of dal. There's also the tripat, the sitting place of Srinivasacharya, just to the side of the temple. And in the temple itself, the small Gorni Thai deities are the personal deities of Srinivasacharya that he worshipped here in Jajigram. And the larger set of Radha Krishna deities that are in the center of the altar are the Radha Krishna deities worshipped by Srinivasacharya. And the Gopal deity was worshipped by his daughter, whose name was Hemalata Thakurini. She was one of the most powerful preachers. She made tens of thousands of people devotees by her preaching. And that was her deity. And on the altar is also a very special Shalagram Shiva. Srinivasacharya took initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Vrindavan. Gopal Bhatta Goswami personally gave Srinivasacharya this Shalagram Shiva named Vamsivadana.